from Foo Fighters. They are going out on an arena tour. And that's new music here on Radio 9. The news is coming up next. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jaythurbershow.com or check out the social media, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, it is the Consumer Action Line with me, Jay Thurber. I'm going to tell you about some fake news that's making the rounds, so stay tuned for that. Every Saturday from noon to 3 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Future Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. U.S. strikes on suspected drug boats remained a major focus in Washington this week. The White House confirmed that the U.S. carried out a second strike on a boat in the Caribbean Sea in September as two injured people clung to the wreckage. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth authorized the second strike, which critics now say could amount to a war crime. Ever since Tony Waterman was monitoring developments in Washington.
Press Secretary Leavitt said Pete Hegseth authorized the commander of the operation, Admiral Frank Bradley, to carry out the strikes, defending it as a matter of national security.
Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
She didn't specify exactly what the immediate threat was. Democrat and Republican lawmakers have vowed to launch investigations into what could be a potential war crime. It's illegal to intentionally kill wounded, sick, or shipwrecked people who are not fighting back. President Trump has said he still has confidence in Hegseth, but wouldn't have ordered a second strike.
The Ukraine peace plan was discussed around the world this week in Moscow, where U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff met Russian President Vladimir Putin, then in Miami, where a Ukrainian delegation met with Witkoff, and in New Delhi, where President Putin met India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders' summit came amid Western pressure on India to reduce its trade with Moscow and use its influence to get Putin to end the war in Ukraine. FSN Zeeshan Garg sent this report from New Delhi.
Now, from India's perspective, what it could do potentially to woo the United States on the other side, and that's something the European capitals have also been asking New Delhi as well, is to ask President Vladimir Putin to put an end to the war in Ukraine. European envoys have privately told the Indian government that Prime Minister Modi has President Putin's ear, and therefore he should use this influence to ensure that President Putin comes to the table, signs a peace deal, and puts an end to the Ukraine war.
This week, the FBI said it arrested a man suspected of planting pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic Party headquarters in Washington, D.C., following a years-long inquiry. The devices were left on January the 5th, 2021, the day before Donald Trump's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. The week ended with a mixture of sport and politics as U.S. President Donald Trump was awarded the inaugural FIFA Peace Prize. It came at the draw to find out which countries will play each other at next summer's Football World Cup. The draw was held in Washington, D.C., with the event next year being hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all. Just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call them what you look like on the radio.
never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you act me,
because they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blunders.
R-A-D-I-O.
All vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
Thank you.
course, the Steve Miller Band getting us started here in the 1 o'clock hour, 109, much more music time. And I just want to say hello to Bill Quiter, who owns one of the antique stores up there in, I guess that's Bloomfield. We were there last week and bought a bunch of records there. And he had on the radio in the store Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. And it was great. I mean, he was blasting it. We heard it out on the sidewalk. We came in. We had a groovy time in the store. And my darling wife said, you listen to Smooth. He said, oh, I listen to Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy every week. And my darling wife said, well, do you listen to the show that's on before that? And he said, no, I can't stand that one.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Hi, Bill.
Well, a bird, bird, bird.
You don't listen to the Jay Thurber show before you listen to Eric. He says, no, I don't never listen to that. Never listen to that. Well, maybe sometimes. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Hello to Chris in the North Hills who called up and said, I mispronounced the name of his alma mater. Chris, I beg your pardon, grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face. He said it's Bowdoin College, and the mascot is the Polar Bears. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears right now playing the Carnegie Mellon Tartans in women's basketball. The Polar Bears right now, well, Carnegie Mellon just tied the game up. According to The Wire, 62-62. No, it's the men's team. I beg your pardon. It's the men's team right now that's playing Bowdoin. 62-62. Anyways, what else do we have to say about that? Bowdoin College, thank you very much.
Parker's Paradise Sweet Meat Treats, purveyors of pork-like products to the Tri-Counties, proudly present Jay Thurber.
Hey, you! I come out here on the floor. Backbone slip and work out. I'm a mama who's a party new back.
said, well, it's even if Bill isn't listening, he's listening. Thank you, Greg. Here's Bill Haley in the comments on Radio 9.
Through the track, Jack. Head for the station with my pack on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of a hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. And hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. And pile around with Democratic colors, they might. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie.
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
Jay Thurber!
Club. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. New music coming your way also in just a couple of minutes. We'll check weather for you. Your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast is cold enough to make you shake a tail feather.
I heard about this fellow you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. But why didn't you ask me, baby? Why didn't you think I could? I know
The Five Deutones here on Radio 9.
W-R-A-V.
At 1:23 chime time. New music coming your way. Let me see what we got here, because we got a bunch of new music in this week. How about new music from Kings of Leon here? So stay tuned for that. Coming up later on in this hour, we're going to talk about fake news. And it's interesting that I'm going to talk about this right now, this hour, because Facebook, because I try to check in with the listeners on Facebook throughout the week, and lots of people use Facebook. If you're not on Facebook in 2025, it's like not having a telephone in 1970, right? Or not being in the phone book, right? People are just not going to find you. And some people don't want to be found. But so you have to be. Social media is a necessary evil, but the problem is it is now leaning more towards the evil than the necessary, in my never-to-be-humble opinion. So just as we're getting ready for this break, I'm scrolling Facebook to see if there are any requests on there, and I get served up this video, and it is just clearly AI. Like, as soon as I see it, I'm like, this is AI. But it is this, what looks like a horrific car crash in Bozeman, Montana. And so I Google it, and of course, there was no horrific car crash. I mean, there are car crashes in Bozeman, Montana, just as there are in Boston, Pennsylvania. But there was no horrific car crash in Bozeman, Montana. It's a fake, and the local radio station out there reports that this has become a problem on Facebook, that there's somebody who keeps making fake videos of car crashes in Bozeman, Montana, and they keep going viral, and people keep saying, "Yo, we got to do something about all these car crashes." Well, they're made up. So coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to talk about a situation that is happening here in Pittsburgh that is completely made up, and Jay Thurber, your Consumer Action Line, is attempting to get to the bottom of it. Maybe we'll blog about it over at jthurbershow.com. Just, it irritates me. What else to tell you about here? We had a announcement of, oh, here it is, the Holiday Market. This is the event that kicked off Vintage Mart back in 2021. The Holiday Special has more than a dozen vintage vendors placed throughout Construction Junction, selling clothing, records, home decor, kitchen and dining, books, jewelry, collectibles, and stuff for the holidays. Free admission, free parking, and family-friendly. That's at Construction Junction next Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., 214 North Lexington Street in Point Breeze. Over here in McKeesport, the McKeesport Model Railroad Club has their holiday train show going on now through the end of December. Hours are 12:30 to 6:30, Saturdays and Sundays. There is a donation requested at the door, but first responders and scouts in uniform are admitted for free, along with veterans and active duty military with ID. Go to McKeesportModelRR.com or find them on Facebook. I was there on Sunday. I will be there tomorrow for a little while. What else to tell you about? Crashing trains, probably. I am the Gomez Adams of model railroading. They just sent an email out saying they need, well, I'm on the radio right now, but they said, come down, we need people to run trains right now, and I'm down here on the radio. I can only wreck one thing at a time. I can wreck the radio, or I can wreck the railroad, but I can't do both.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought, whether you believe it or not.
At all I can, Captain, but I don't think she can take much more of this. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 38, cloudy overnight, low of 27. Rain mixed with snow on Sunday with a high of 39. Cold Sunday night, low 19. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 28. Tuesday, high 37 under cloudy skies. And then on Wednesday, a high of 44 with rain likely. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 33 in Washington County, 34 in Beaver County. It's 32 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 32 right now at WRCT, with new music from Kings of Leon.
Big boy.
coming up at 3 o'clock. Over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. Here's Dan Hicks and the
Every
Hot Licks.
Every year I get ants in my pants when Christmas comes along. Every year I go into a dance, I know every single Christmas song. Every year I am first on the block to tell Santa what to bring. Every year I jump in with the flock, flying with the reindeer on the wing. I've got Christmas down pat, I know just where Christmas is at. You got your snow, you got your sleet, rain, and hail. I got Christmas by the tail. I got Christmas by the tail. You might say it is my thing. Bomb and humbug, I don't want to hear it. I say, come on, let those sleigh bells ring. Every Christmas I throw all my blues away. I'm thinking green and red. Decorating, anticipating. Get me down. I'm not doing no run around. I show Christmas just to its boss. If Christmas don't like it, then it's Christmas's loss. It's in December that I always remember Christmas is in sight. It's becoming a habit. I'm ready to grab.
And the Hot Licks with Christmas by the Tail here on Radio 9. 412-385-7450.
Here he comes. Hey, Thurber!
Oh, he's hideous!
I heard they shaved a gorilla.
Of One Summer Night by the Dan Lears, Wheeling and a Dealing here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber. Does it
by request? In honor of Steve Cropper, the guitarist and songwriter who passed away this week at the age of 84, Greg from McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He'd like to hear Green Onions. You say them, we play them on the Big 900. Coming up right after this message, I'm going to talk about fake news. We're going to take a little break from the music to tell you about something that's going on. Who knows, maybe we can solve a mystery for you. Coming up right after this.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And now it's time for the Consumer Action Line here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. So I'm going to tell you about something that happened yesterday on Facebook, and I don't know what you can do about it, but wanted you to be aware. So there's a story going around on Facebook from a website called The Keystone, which claims that it is a local news website for Pennsylvania. And it's about Fred Rogers. And here's the story. It says, in December 1975, Pittsburgh's holiday parade almost collapsed on live TV. But Latrobe native Fred Rogers, whose long-running PBS children's show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was filmed in Pittsburgh, saved the day. When the broadcast suddenly crashed, cameras froze and producers panicked, but Rogers stayed calm with no script or cues. He filled the airtime telling stories, singing, and chatting with viewers as if nothing was wrong. By the time the tech crew fixed everything, the audience had no idea anything had gone wrong thanks to Mr. Rogers' calm, kind magic. He didn't just save the parade. He saved Christmas TV in Pittsburgh. This is from a website from called The Keystone, which claims that it is local news for Pennsylvania. KeystoneNewsroom.com. This was their story that they posted on social media yesterday. And I read this, and I mean, I've spent my entire life in Pittsburgh, and I'm a radio and TV nerd, and I thought, that's an amazing story. How come I never heard this before? So I thought, I'm going to look this up, because certainly there were pictures or something in the Post-Gazette or the press about the Christmas parade in 1975. Are you sitting down, listener? I hope you're sitting down. Pittsburgh didn't have a Christmas parade in 1975. That was the first thing I found out. There was one in Beachview and there was one on the north side, but there was no Christmas. In fact, the Pittsburgh Christmas parade, the big celebrate the season parade, didn't start until 1980. Okay, so I thought, okay, maybe the Keystone got some of the facts maybe mixed up. Maybe it was a Christmas parade in Greensburg or McKeesport or something that Mr. Rogers was at. So I did another newspaper archive search. I have access to the newspaper archives. It's one of the ways that I prepare for this show each week. Guess what? Mr. Rogers wasn't at any Christmas parade, as far as I could tell, in 1975. I looked. Now, they said December 1975. I looked for both December and November, just in case, you know, again, maybe they mixed up something. Uh-uh. The only stories I found out about Fred Rogers in 1975 was he was a guest on the Captain Kangaroo Show, and his wife played at a Christmas concert with the Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra. I did my research on this. Okay. So maybe the newspaper just didn't report that Mr. Rogers was broadcasting a Christmas parade, right? So I thought, I'll look at the TV listings for WQED, and I'll see, did they carry any parades in 1975. Now, why Channel 13, WQED, would be carrying a parade, I don't know. And not Channel 2, 4, or 11. But I looked. Guess what? This will shock you. There were no parades on Channel 13 in November or December 1975. According to the Post-Gazette, the Press, the Latrobe Bulletin, what were the other newspapers I looked at? The Indiana Gazette and a couple others. Beaver County Times, I think. Okay, so this story, The Keystone, which claims it's a news website, has 128,000 followers on Facebook that they pushed this story out to about supposedly. And now there are other problems with this story. If you know anything about TV, there are a couple problems with this story. In 1975, there was no such things as cameras freezing or crashing, right?
That's something that happens with digital stuff. It doesn't happen with analog TV, which is what TV was in 1975. Things didn't crash or freeze. Like, they might have went off the air, but they didn't crash. Question, you know, why would the parade be on Channel 13, which is the PBS station, and not on Channel 2, 4, and 11? And if it was on Channel 2, 4, and 11, why wouldn't they have one of the, why wouldn't they have Bill Burns from Channel 2, or Paul Long from Channel 4, or Don Riggs, or any of these other TV personalities from Pittsburgh do the parade instead of Mr. Rogers? This is Action Line. I'm Jay Thurber. Trying to teach you how to spot all the fake news that is getting pushed out by organizations that claim they are news. Now, so I go to the Keystone's website, and needless to say, there's no contact information on there. There's a contact form, but there's no way to, like, pick up the phone and call them. So I did send them an email. And my email asked in part, let me see if I can find my email here. Open recent. Here we go. I said, you know, I'm a editor of a digital newspaper, and I'm a broadcaster, and I have found no evidence of a Christmas parade in Pittsburgh in 1975. No evidence that Fred Rogers ever hosted live TV in Pittsburgh, other than his own show, and then no parades that were broadcast on Channel 13. And I said to the editor of the Keystone that claims it's a news website, can you confirm that this story is factual, and can you cite your sources? And if the story is fictional, why did you publish it? I also sent an email to the Fred Rogers Company. It used to be called Family Communications. I sent an email to Fred Rogers Productions and asked, are you aware of Mr. Rogers ever broadcasting a Christmas parade? I bring all this up and you say, well, what's the big deal, Jay? And I appreciate you saying that. The big deal is that these companies, the Keystone, it turns out, is a political organization. They're not a newspaper. They are a political organization founded by someone named Tara McGowan, who used to work for Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And they exist, apparently, to promote stories about Democratic candidates. And before you say, oh, there goes the Democrat Party again. Well, Republicans have been doing this for a long time also. They also have their own websites. And the reason that they put a fake story out about Mr. Rogers is because if they put a negative story out about Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers' people would complain about it. But if it's a positive story, well, who's going to complain about a positive story? So they want you to click on the story and like their website. They've got 128,000 followers. And you like the website thinking, oh, I'm going to get more fun stories about Pittsburgh nostalgia. But what you're actually going to get, because there's an election next year, is a bunch of election slop and a bunch of made-up information. Now, maybe I am willing to admit I'm wrong. I am willing to admit that I have lived in Pittsburgh for 51 years. I have been a fanatic about Pittsburgh radio and TV for most of my life. And I'm willing to admit that this story did happen, that Fred Rogers did broadcast a Christmas parade. The analog cameras somehow froze and crashed in 1975, and he saved the broadcast. I'm willing to, if that actually happened, I'll eat a bug. No, I don't know what I'll do. I'll do something. I'll give a large donation to the charity of the Keystone's choice. $100 to the charity of the Keystone's choice. But I got $100 right here that says it didn't happen, that they made it up to hoax people and to get them to click on their website. Because I did a Google search also, and the only Google search that comes back is to the Keystone. And I found it very hard to believe that in Pittsburgh, which is still talking about the Beverly Byers incident. Are you old enough to remember when Beverly Byers was one of the news anchors on Channel 11? And the news was reporting every day that Groucho Marx was in the hospital. Groucho Marx was dying. I believe this was 1977. Beverly Byers infamously said, in the news tonight, Groucho Marx has taken a turn for the worse. In fact, he died. People in Pittsburgh are still talking about that 49 years later. So I've had a hard time believing that people in Pittsburgh would not remember the time that Mr. Rogers saved the Christmas parade. Right? People are still talking about the night that Emperor Hirohito visited the United States and Bill Burns made a racist joke about it. on the 6 o'clock news on KDKA. People are still remembering these things. People still remember Bob Prince. They remember where they were when the Immaculate Reception happens. I had a hard time believing that no one in Pittsburgh had ever told me this story about the time that Fred Rogers saved. So the Keystone is not news. It's literally fake news. There's a lot of websites on Facebook right now. Do not get your news from Facebook. If you take one thing away from this little discussion here today, do not get your news from Facebook. And check out who the sources are, because it only took me a few clicks to figure out that this, the Keystone, is not a real newspaper and not a real news website. That it is a political thing. And there's a lot of that out there on Facebook right now. And I don't know what to do about it. Because I used to think that if we told the truth, and, you know, the truth would win in the marketplace of ideas, but I'm not so sure I believe that anymore. Because there's an awful lot of money pushing garbage. This has been a public service message from Jay Thurber on our Community Action Line, our Consumer Action Line. Opinions expressed are not those of WRCT or Tube City Community Media, just of little old me. And it really does, though. And this is it, and then I'm going to close this out. It really does bug me because, like, WRCT has a budget under $30,000 a year. Tube City Community Media has a budget under $25,000 a year. So there's organizations out there that are actually trying to serve the community and tell the truth, but there's millions of dollars being poured into literal fraud by stuff that's being pushed out on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and nobody in Silicon Valley or in power seems to think that that's a problem. I don't know. I think it's a problem.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell has reportedly been hired as the new head football coach for Penn State. He was a 3-time national champion as a player at Division III powerhouse Mount Union. He has been pursued by other top college programs and NFL teams in recent years, this being reported by multiple sources close to Penn State. This would end the 54-day search for a new head coach for the Penn State football team that began when James Franklin was fired. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium. Both teams head into the game with 6-6 records. First place in the AFC North is on the line. In the NHL last night, it was the Mammoth over the Canucks 4-1. Golden Knights beat the Devils 3-0. Jets over the Sabres 4-1. Stars over the Sharks 4-1. And the Ducks beat the Capitals by a score of 4-3. I mixed up my Carnegie Mellon basketball teams. It is the men's team that is playing Bowdoin. Right now that game is in overtime, and Carnegie Mellon is leading by one basket, 90-88. The Carnegie Mellon men's team right now playing Bowdoin College. The Carnegie Mellon women are playing Alvernia at this hour. That score, Carnegie Mellon 35, Alvernia 19. And let's do this. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy with a high of 38. Cloudy overnight with a low of 27. On Sunday, slight chance of rain and snow with a high of 39. Mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 28. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 33 in Washington, 32 in McKeesport, 33 at WRCT. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young going to take us to news time.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked. children's hell will slowly go.